Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了圣经。
You have taught, you have given it to us in order that we can understand what life is all about and what our responsibilities toward our great God should be.
主啊，谢谢您借着圣经告诉我们生命是怎样的，也告诉我们当如何回应神的话语。
And so we thank you now for your kindness to us.
我们谢谢您如此有恩典。
Our prayer is that you will teach us this afternoon.
我们的祷告是求您今天下午教导我们。
May we be able to tell the story about the Lord Jesus Christ so that our lives can be changed and blessed.
让我们能够讲述耶稣基督的故事，以至于我们的灵魂能改变而得救。
So speak to each of our hearts, we would pray.
也求您为我们在我们每一个人心里说话。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, last week we were studying in Acts chapter 9. I guess that's right. Acts chapter 9. And we learned about Peter who went to a place called Lydda in the plain of Sharon in Israel.
那我们上一周呢停在使徒行传的九章的最后一点，在讲彼得周流四方的时候呢，去了一个地方，就是犹大地的吕大。
Lydda is today just really a part of suburban Tel Aviv.
吕大呢，今天就是特拉维夫的郊区，就是以色列首都特拉维夫的郊区啊。
And we mentioned that that's where the main Israeli airport is located today. They call it Lod.
所以这就是特拉维夫机场，国际机场叫 Lod 国际机场所在的地方。
While he was there, he was able to heal a man who was paralyzed. Aeneas was his name, and he gave him the ability to walk again.
那他在那里医好了一个人，名字叫以尼亚。那个人就能够起来行走了，他是个瘫子原来。
That's a beautiful picture of what it's like to become a Christian. You learn to walk again.
那这就是一个非常美好的图景，因为这就是我们成为基督徒以后，我们就有了行走的能力。
Jesus gives us the spiritual ability to walk, and then we grow and we can be used of God.
那神给了我们属灵的能力来行走。以至于可以被神所使用。
All right, so we're going to keep studying now, starting in verse 36, and maybe we could read in Chinese verse 36 to 38, and then we'll read it together in English.
我们谁用中文帮我们读一下36到38节，然后一起用英文读。
在约帕有一个女徒，名叫大比大，翻希腊话就是多加。多加就是羚羊的意思，他广行善事，多施周济。当时他患病而死，有人把他洗了，停在楼上。吕大原与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要单言。”
Amen.
All right, verse 36. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha.Which, when translated, is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda,They sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. So, very simple story. Peter had been at Lydda, and Lydda is near Joppa. Joppa was down the road, I'm not sure, maybe 5 or 10 miles. Not a terrible distance.
那这是个很简单的故事。那当时呢他在吕大的时候呢，约帕就在附近，不远，大概5到10英里这么。
Joppa is actually right on the ocean.
那约帕呢，就是在海边上的一座城。
right on the Mediterranean Sea.
地中海了。
So it's quite logical that the Christians would have realized that Peter was in Joppa if they were in Lydda, because it's only just a few miles away from the two places.
所以呢，当他在吕大的时候呢，都约帕的人知道他在那儿呢，很正常，因为他们离得很近啊。
And there was a woman in Joppa whose name was Dorcas.
那有一个人，一个女的，女徒呢，她叫多加，她在约帕。
And we're told here that she was always doing good and helping the poor.
她经常做好事哈，帮助穷人。
Not everybody is like that.
不是每个人都是像她这样的。
A lot of people don't bother doing good.
很多人甚至也不愿意做好事。
And a lot of people don't really spend too much time helping the poor, but she did good, and she was helping the poor.
那不是每个人都花很多的时间做这个事，但她愿意，她也帮助别人。
So, in Vancouver, I'm not sure, many years ago, maybe 70 or 80 years ago,There were some ladies who said, you know, we should be doing more to help people.
那在温哥华呢，大概七八十年前呢，有一些的女士，她们起来觉得，哎，我要多做一些善事，帮助别人。
So the ladies got together and they organized themselves into a group. They called themselves the Dorcas Group.
那这些妇女们就起来呢，成立了一个组织。他们管这个组织的名字起名就叫多加。
And these ladies used to get together and they would plan projects that they could do to help other people.
那他们起来做什么呢？就组织起来去帮助别人。
If they found a family that was in need, they would say, "All right, we're going to get organized to help that family."
如果他们看见一个家庭如果有巨大需要的时候，他们就会过去帮助这个家庭。
If they knew of a missionary who had a particular need, they would reach out to the missionary too.
如果他们知道有一些传教士有一些特别的需要呢，他们也会去响应。
And so many ladies were quite active in that club, including our mother, who used to go along periodically in an afternoon. We would say, "Where is she?" And they say, "Oh, she's at the Dorcas Club. She's working today with the Dorcas Group."
即使这个很多人非常的积极在这个活动里呢，包括Harold 的母亲啊，那也是在里面几乎有一段时间，很长一段时间，每天下午他们都会去。
So she was a good woman, and she said, "Listen, my responsibility is to do good to other people. What can I do?" When she learned about it, she said, "All right, I'm going to do it."
所以这个多加呢是一个非常好的妇女。他说我要帮助别人了 我要做什么呢我就要广行善事多施周济
So she became sick and she died
这里呢讲到她病了又死了
And the Christians said Peter's near here Let's call for Peter Maybe he can raise this woman from the dead
然后基督徒呢觉得彼得就在附近哈，我们要不把他叫来，也许他能使多加从死里复活。
Now, that's an amazing thing for Peter to do, but the Lord Jesus had raised people from the dead, hadn't he?
那这个对彼得来说可是一件大事，但是耶稣我们都知道，他的确让死人从死里复活。
Can you name some of those that the Lord Jesus had raised from the dead?
你能够举出这个例子来吗？耶稣使谁从死里复活了
？Lazarus is one.He'd been dead for 4 days, and the Lord Jesus went to the sepulcher where he was. They rolled away the stone, and he said, "Lazarus, come forth," and he came forth.
那拉撒路的确是一个，他死了四天。那比耶稣到他的墓前哈，叫他拉撒路出来，他就出来了。
The other story, there are other stories, but one of the other stories is the raising of the widow's son, the widow of Nain, had a son who died.
那还有一个呢，就是拿英城呢，有一个寡妇，她有个独生子死了，耶稣也使她复活了。
And as they were going to the sepulchre to bury him, to the cemetery to bury him, the Lord Jesus stopped them on the road and healed the man right there.
那当他们出殡的时候，就是把这个这个寡妇的儿子死了的儿子抬出去要去埋的时候呢，耶稣正好在路上迎住他们，就使这个孩子死里复活了。
So these people had probably heard these stories. They believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they said, "Let's send to Lydda and ask Peter to come and help us here."
那这些人呢，也许他们都是听过耶稣的这个故事，让他们知道。神有这能力啊，那他们就说彼得正好在吕大，要不我们把他叫过来。
All right, verse 39 then.
39节。
You can read with me. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. So this woman, Dorcas, was very influential, very hardworking, and the widows, they were weeping.
所以这个多加其实非常有影响力，也非常努力工作的，所以跟她同在的那些妇女呢，就一直在哭啊。
Verse 40 says, Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up.
彼得叫他们出去，就跪下祷告，对着死人说，大比大起来。他就睁开眼睛，看见彼得，便坐起来。
Well, that's amazing.
这非常神奇啊。
This story is at the beginning of the outreach of the gospel to the world, and God said, we're going to authenticate the message by doing a miracle that nobody could deny.
所以这是福音刚刚向外邦人广传的起点，所以神说呢，我要兴起一个神迹，给这个传福音的以权柄啊，来证明他所传的是真的，不被否认。
And so they prayed, and Peter was able to lead to raise the woman from the dead, and everybody was thrilled.
所以他们祷告了，彼得祷告了，彼得也使这个妇人从死里复活了，每一个人都非常的吃惊和高兴。
Now, we don't see that kind of thing very often today.
我们今天这样的事情不常发生吗？
That was a physical miracle to illustrate a spiritual lesson.
这是一个物理的外在的神迹哈，来讲明一个属灵的道理。
The physical miracle was raising a dead woman to new life.
那一个物理上呢，它可以使一个妇人呢。从死呢又活过来。
The spiritual miracle happens all the time when people who are spiritually dead end up getting spiritual life because they trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
那属灵上呢，这样的故事呢，却是常常发生。当一个人信靠耶稣基督，接受他成为救主的时候，他就从死里属灵的死呢复活了。有了一个属灵的新的生命。
The result is in many respects the same, and that is that when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you get new life and you get to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个结果也是一样，当你接受耶稣基督成为救主，你就有个新生命。
In this case, the woman was a Christian before she died.
在这个故事里呢，这个妇人在她死之前是一个基督徒。
And when she trusted, after she died, Peter raised her from the dead so that she could continue to do the work that God had called her to.
所以他死了以后，彼得让他死里复活，这样他能够持续的继续服侍神，做神的工。
Very often, God does the same thing today regarding the servants of the Lord.
那经常呢，神今天依然这么做哈，来对待他的仆人和工人。
So you'll often find someone who has served the Lord diligently who gets very, very sick, and then they get healed.
你会看见有的时候呢，某一个特别忠心服侍神的人，他会得重病，但之后他又得医治了。
And the Lord's plan is that each of us serve Him, and as we continue to serve Him by the grace of God, He will give us strength.
所以神应许我们任何侍奉他的人，他都会给他力量。
All right, so verse 37 says, no, not verse 37, but verse 40 says, Peter sent them all out of the room. Or, no, verse 41. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows and presented her to them alive.
彼得四十一节，彼得伸手扶他起来，就众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多加活活的交给他们。
This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
这事传遍了约帕，就有许多人信了主。
And you can imagine that everybody around said, "You know what happened? Dorcas had died, and Peter came, and she was living."
所以很多人，你猜他们会怎么说呢？他说，多加死了，但彼得却让他从死里复活。
It may even have been the following day that Dorcas was raised to life. Or it may have been just later that one day, because it's only a few miles. So we're not sure precisely how long she was dead, but certainly many hours.
那我们也不知道大概当中隔了多长时间啊，那至少是超过几个小时的，因为他当中来回还会有一段的时间，虽然两个地方会很近，所以那多加肯定是死了一段时间，然后彼得才来把他从死里复活的。
And the message was a marvelous message, so you're not surprised that many people believed in the Lord at that time.
所以这个信息告诉我们，许多人因此而信了主啊，我们不会感到意外，因为这是个很大的神迹。
And then verse 43 says, Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon.
此后彼得在约帕一个俏皮匠西门的家里住了许多日。
In these days, they didn't have hotels the way we have hotels.
在当时的时代哈，那些人并没有像我们今天有的这么便利的酒店系统。
Many people, when they traveled, stayed with other friends, relatives, or other people.
很多人在旅行的时候呢，是住在亲戚和朋友家里。
And it was especially true of Christians when they traveled.
这个特别呢，对基督徒来说就更是这样了。
You remember we studied a while ago about Elijah, and when the brook dried up at Jabbok, he had to go, well, it wasn't Jabbok, it was Cherith.
Yeah.
When the brook dried up at Cherith, he had to go elsewhere. He ended up going and staying with a widow woman.
所以我们都记得前面一阵子学习的关于以利亚的故事，神让他在基列西乌鸦喂他，过一阵溪水干了以后呢，神就把他带到撒勒法的一个寡妇家里去住下，来供应他。
So Simon the tanner said, "Peter, don't go. We want you to stay in town. You come and stay with me."
那有一个削皮匠，就是西门，他可能跟彼得说，那你不要走了，我在家里，我们供应你。
The Christian family is a big family, a good family, and many of us get to go to many places, visiting other Christians.
那基督徒的一个家是个特别大的家，也非常友好的家。很多人就是在这个家庭里，他开始出去传做神的工呢，得到供应。
All right, so here we are now at Joppa, and chapter 10 begins in Caesarea.
那这是约帕的故事哈。那第十章呢，开始要讲到凯撒利亚了啊，这是另外一个地名了。
And Caesarea is just up the coast on the eastern Mediterranean coastline, probably 20-25 miles up the coast.
那凯撒利亚呢，就是也是在海边的一个城，就在地中海的东海岸哈，大概就二三十英里离这个海就这么一点距离。
Caesarea was then a port, and it was the Roman capital of the nation of Israel.
所以它是一个港口，也是在罗马帝国下面的以色列国的首都。
So at this time, then Jerusalem would be the Jewish capital.But Caesarea was the capital of Rome, and the entire nation of Israel, as well as other nations, was governed from Caesarea.
那耶路撒冷是犹太人属灵的首都啊。那凯撒利亚是当时罗马人控制以色列这个国家的官府所在地啊，就是首都。那大部分的。人呢，就是罗马的官长呢，是从这里来统治整个以色列地的。
All right, so let's read the first three verses together in Chinese, or sorry, you read it in Chinese and then together in English.
谁用一到中文读一下一到三节？
在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神。多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。有一天月在深处，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里，说哥尼流。
All right, here we read it in English then. At Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his familyWere devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him, Cornelius. All right, so we'll leave the reading there.
我们先停在这儿。
What we learn is that there was in Caesarea a man whose name was Cornelius.
在凯撒利亚有一个人，他叫哥尼流。
He was a centurion.
他是个百夫长。
And a centurion was a man who had 100 soldiers reporting to him.
百夫长是一个管100个兵丁的那个官儿。
Okay, so we have a word in English, a century. How many years are there in a century?
我们英语有一个词的，这个词叫做 century 哈，就是世纪。世纪里一共多少年呢
？That's right, 100.
一百年哈。
So cent means 100.
所以 cent 这个词根就是一百的意思。
Okay, so he was a centurion.He had 100 people reporting to him, so he was a pretty senior man.
所以他是一个百夫长，有一百个人向他汇报，还是个挺高阶的官。
Okay, but he wasn't just that he was a senior official. We better just mention that he was of the Italian regiment.
那他也是在意大利营啊。
That means the Caesarea.Was an Italian or a Roman city, and he was in charge of 100 Roman soldiers in the city of Caesarea.
所以这意味着他是一个罗马的部队，因为呢，他们当时是被罗马统治的，所以他管的是100个罗马部队的兵丁。
He wasn't Jewish.
他不是个犹太人。
He wasn't Samaritan.
也不是撒玛利亚人。
He was a Roman citizen, he was a Roman soldier, and he was a Roman officer.
他是一个罗马的公民，他是一个罗马的士兵，也是一个罗马的军官。 所以他是完全的罗马人。
So he probably was responsible for keeping the peace, for policing a very significant part of either Caesarea or maybe part of Israel outside of Caesarea.
所以他的职责就是在管制当地的治安啊，那就是包括犹大地，甚至包括犹大地外面的属罗马的地方。
And he was a man who lived what he believed.
所以他是一个什么样的人？他是一个所信的，他就按照所信的去活出来的人。
A lot of people say, "Well, I believe. I'm a Christian. I believe."
很多人这么说，我相信，我就是一个基督徒，我是相信。
But people say to him, "Well, if that's the case, how does your life show it?"
但有人会这么挑战，说那如果你真是基督徒，为什么在你生命中看不出来呢？
All right, he says he was devout and God-fearing. He gave generously and he prayed. Four things we see about him.
所以他是个圣经里这边讲的，他是个虔诚人，他敬畏神，他周济百姓，他常常祷告。我们看见有四个事情他做的。
The first word is devout. That would mean that he was very zealous regarding his faith in God.
第一说他是个虔诚人，说明呢他在对神的事上呢他是非常热心的。
And the next one is he was God fearing, which would mean that he is diligent to obey God.
第二个说他是敬畏神，说明呢他是愿意顺服神的。
And in particular, he didn't want to disobey God.
尤其他不愿意得罪神。
Thirdly, he gave generously to those who were in need.
第三呢，他多多的、很慷慨的周济那一些需要的、供应的百姓。
So he probably took a lot of his money, like Dorcas. She took her time and her talents and gave them to God. This particular man, Cornelius, he gave of his money to God.
那就像刚才讲到的多加那个妇女一样，她把自己的时间，把自己的很多的东西供应出来。那这边的哥尼流呢，他也是把自己的钱财供应出来，都是为了去帮助穷人。
And the last line is that he prayed regularly to God.
最后呢，说到这个哥尼流，他是常常祷告，就定期的祷告。
So those are four good things, aren't they?
这四个都是很好的事，对不对
？I think that if you met Cornelius, got to know him a little bit, you'd say he's a good man.
如果我相信啊，你能今天碰到哥尼流，你会说，哎，他真是个好人。
Okay, verse 3 says that one day as he was praying, he had a vision.
第三节说呢，当他在祷告的时候，有一天他看见了异象。
So the question is, who would you expect to get a vision from God?
那你问题是，你觉得谁，你希望他会从神那得到异象呢？
And the answer is the person who's following God.
答案就是那跟随神的那一位。
It is true, isn't it? The more you follow, the more you obey, the more you're going to get the blessing of God.
这当然是，这就是事实。你越跟随他，越顺服他，你就会越从他那得到祝福。
So the Lord Jesus said on one occasion, if you've got a lot, you'll be given more.
耶稣有一次说呢，你已经得着了很多，但你还会得到更多。
So if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, don't stop. Keep going.
如果你已经接受基督成为救主呢，不要停，继续往前走。
If you know anything about God, keep learning more.
如果你学习了关于神的东西呢，继续学。
And we're not sure precisely what he prayed, but he certainly did pray.
我们也不知道确切的知道这个哥尼流祷告了什么，但是我知道他是常常祷告。
And in particular, where are we now? Verse 3, that's right. Verse 3 says that he prayed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
然后呢，他有一天呢，他就在申初的时候啊，下午三点他在祷告。
Why would it say he prayed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
为什么他要说他要在申初时候祷告呢？
Does it matter what time of day you pray?
你每一天什么时候祷告有那么重要吗？
And for the Jewish people, there was a special time of prayer.
但是呢，对于犹太人来说，他们的确是有一个特别的祷告的时间。
The priests were to pray and offer sacrifices in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
那祭司每一天祷告的时间就是这样，早晨九点或者下午三点。
And in fact, as you go through Scripture, many wonderful things happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
当你读到圣经里，你就知道呢，很多很美好的事都是在下午三点发生的。
Because that was the time that God requested them to pray.
这是神要他们祷告的时间。
And so some people said, "All right, if He wants me to pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's what I will do."
所以有的人会说，那你既然想要我下午三点祷告，那我就这时候祷告吧。
What would happen if you prayed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
那如果你下午四点祷告会怎么样呢？
Well, the Lord would probably answer your prayer, but He was happy that this man was praying at the appropriate time for prayer.
当然，神也会听允你，但如果你愿意按照神的说法呢，去合适的时间，比如说下午三点去祷告呢，他会更高兴。
It is interesting that God has a clock.
很有意思啊，神还有一个钟啊。
And periodically He looks to see what time it is and how you doing.
然后看看，定期看一下几点了，看看你们在干什么。
And some people pay a close attention to the clock when they pray.
所以有的人呢，他会很关注这个钟啊，当他们祷告的时候。
And many of you will remember Hudson Taylor, who was the great missionary from England to China.
你们都知道这个中国啊，从英国去中国一个特别著名的传教士，他的名字叫戴德生。
And he made a promise to God that the sun would not arise on China and not find him on his knees.
他跟神立了这么一个誓言啊，就是他只要在中国呢，中国太阳升起的那一刻，一定他在跪着祷告。
And God answered his prayer.
神就听允了他的祷告。
And many of you are the answer to his prayer.
你们在座的很多人呢，这就是神听允他祷告的例证。
Okay, so here's Cornelius. He was Cornelius a Jew?
那哥尼流是个犹太人吗？
No.
不是。
Did Cornelius have to pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
哥尼流有必要每天三点祷告吗？
No.
不需要。
But he said, "I want to do it God's way. If the Jew has to pray at 3, I will pray at 3." Was Cornelius a very busy man?
那哥尼流说，那我就是愿意按照神说的方法和时间去做。如果上帝让犹太人是三点去祷告，我就三点祷告。那你觉得哥尼流是不是很忙的人呢？
He had 100 men reporting to him.
他可有100个人要找他的。
Do you think they all stopped working at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
你觉得那100个人下午3点都不工作了吗？
No.
不是的。
Cornelius did.
哥尼流停下来。
There was a man in American history who was a very important man.
那在美国历史上呢，有一个特别重要的人啊。
His name was George Washington.
那他的名字叫乔治华盛顿。
Do you remember George Washington?
你知不知道这个人呢？
What do you know about George Washington?
你知道多少关于他呢？
His picture is on a dollar bill, isn't it? In an American dollar bill.
美国的一块钱纸币上就是他的头像了。
He was a good businessman.
他是个很好的商人。
He was a manager, I believe, of many farms when he was 18 years old.
他在18岁的时候呢，他就管理很多农场了。
And he became, was it the first or one of the first presidents of the United States?
他是美国第一任总统啊。
But he was also a general in the army.
他也是军队的将军。
And he would lead his troops into battle. But he had a rule, and that was he would pray every morning, and nobody would ever interrupt him when he was at his prayer time.
那他呢，给自己定了一个规矩，他每天早晨要祷告。那段时间呢，没有人能打扰他。
And God honored him.
那神也 听允了这样的
Because he was committed to a promise to God, I will pray at this time.
因为他在神面前立志说我要这段时间祷告。
And so Cornelius, his prayer was heard, but in part because he said, God, if the Jew is supposed to pray at 3 o'clock, I'm going to pray at 3 o'clock too.
所以哥尼流就是这样的一个例子。他说如果犹太人是应该三点祷告的，我就跟他们一样，我也要那个时候祷告。
So sometimes in your life, you will have a commitment to God.
有的时候在你的生命里呢，你也会跟神有一个约。
Other people might not have that commitment, but you will.
不是每个人都会有啊，但是你很可能会有，因为信主的会有。
And you will live that commitment, and God will see it, and will honor you greatly too.
你会按照这个约，你会按照你的誓言一直活着，然后神会看见，神会奖励你。
All right, so Cornelius sees the vision.And God speaks to him, the angel speaks to him, says Cornelius, and then verse 4.
所以第三节就这个背景，他在异象中看见了神的使者。
All right, so in English it reads, Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, Your prayers and gifts to the poor.
Have come up as a memorial offering before God.
Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea. All right.
第四节刚才读的。
That's right. You do the translation.
Yes.哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说：“主啊，什么事呢？”天使说：“你的祷告和你的周祭达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去，在那里称呼彼得的，请那称呼彼得的西门来。他住在海边一个削皮匠家里，房子在海边上。”
So this man gets a special vision from God, and it says, "Your prayers and your gifts."Have come up as a memorial. Your prayers have been heard.
这里他特别提到呢，你的祷告和周祭达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。
So how many of your prayers are heard?
你的祷告有多少被神听见了呢？
Okay, so the whispering is all of them.
我们有悄悄的有人说全部的。
How many of your prayers do you see to be answered?
那有多少的祷告你看见已经回应了呢？
Some of them.
一些啊，不是全部了。
We don't see it all.
我们并不是全部
都看见。God will answer, and God will answer in a small way, or He'll answer in a big way. He'll choose, but God answers all prayers. Sometimes you actually see the answer to your prayer. That's always very interesting and exciting.
所以呢，我们知道呢，有的时候我们看不见，因为神回应你的祷告，有的小，有的大，但是呢，有的时候我们能看见，看见的时候就是特别大的神的回应，会让你特别的惊奇，也很高兴。
So he says, the angel says to Peter, sorry, to Cornelius, now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, whose surname is Peter.You send to Joppa, just down the road, 20 miles, 25 miles. You send down to him and have him bring back Simon Peter. And basically, the Lord doesn't tell him what's going to happen. He just says, you go send for him.
所以这里呢，天使就告诉哥尼流，你就去约帕，离你这大概其实也不远，二十英里这样。你就去那里找到一个叫彼得的人，就把他带过来。
Verse 6 says, He's staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea.
他就告诉彼得在哪里，他说在一个削皮匠也叫西门家里，这个房子海边上。
So I always thought that Simon the Tanner had a nice house. I think he had waterfront property.
我经常觉得呢，这个削皮匠西门的家是个海景房啊，
okay.
在水边上。
But he didn't have it just for himself.
但是呢，你发现他并不是说就自己住了很开心哦。
He said, "I want Simon to have it too."
他说我要把西门彼得也请来跟我一起住。
All right, verse 7 then.
第七节。
When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa.
向他说话的天使去后呢，哥尼流叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这使徒述说给了他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。
Okay, so I think Cornelius was a pretty big man.
我相信呢，哥尼流是一个非常大的、伟大的人。
He sent three men to Joppa to bring Simon Peter.
他差了三个人去约帕去带他来，带彼得来。
What would you have done if you wanted Simon Peter to come?
如果是你，你愿意彼得来，你会怎么做呢
？You'd probably send him a text, wouldn't you?
你可能就发个短信给他。
And you'd say, listen, I'd like you to come and visit me.
你会在短信里说，我希望你能过来拜访我一下。
Simon said, no, this is very, very, or sorry, Cornelius said, this is very, very important. God has spoken to me, and he's told me to get a hold of Simon Peter. And so he took three men, and he said to them, you go on my behalf to this Simon Peter, and you invite him to come back to me.
但是哥尼流知道这是从神来的，他就特别的认真，也特别的慎重，他就找了三个人去把西门彼得请来。
Do you think Cornelius was a sincere man?
你们觉得哥尼流是不是一个诚实，就是虔真诚的人呢
？Yeah, he was very sincere. He said, "I, God has spoken to me." I'm going to take it seriously.
所以他是一个非常真诚的人，他知道神既然跟他说话，他最好把这事当认真一些。
And as a matter of fact, you'll find that with all the stories we've been reading in Acts, God deals with people who take Him seriously.
所以这整本《使徒行传》你都会看见这样的一个特点：神对待那些把这个事、把得救这个事呢？很认真对待的人呢，神都是待他们很好的。
So there's a phrase that I use often in English. I'm not sure how it translates, but it goes like this: God does not bestow His richest blessings on the casual. God does not bestow His richest blessings on the casual, the casual people.
Maybe He doesn't want casual.
Casual.
I know casual people.
What would you like me to explain? Bestow. That means to give.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Bestow
is an old English word to give.
To give is
richest blessings to the casual.
对，是神会把他的祝福啊给到普通人了。Casual 是对，是普通人。
Okay, sorry for the difficulty of that. For those of us who've known English for a long time, that's a little easier. All right. So, this man is sincere. He sends three men down to Joppa to speak to Peter.
这两个人呢，这三个人就去约帕去找彼得了。
So now, verse 9.
九节，我往下看。
About noon, the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open.And something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then the voice told him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. Verse 14, surely not, Lord, Peter replied. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean. All right, so that should be read in Chinese now.
那第九节到第十四节啊，第二天他们行路去，将近那城，彼得约在五正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角垂在地上，里面有地上四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音对他说，彼得起来宰了吃。彼得却说，主啊，这是不可的，凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过。
Alright, verse 9 again then. About noon, Peter went up on the roof to pray.
那 第九节我们开始讲啊，他做午正，就是中午的时候，他上去去祷告，上房顶去祷告。
Alright, so what would you do at noon?
你中午的时候你会干什么？
And you usually want to eat lunch, wouldn't you?
你经常就是在吃中饭，对不对？
So you understand when it says Peter was hungry, he probably got up early in the morning and he was ready for his lunch, and so he had to wait for lunch.
所以彼得呢也跟你一样啊，他可能早起了，然后呢他可能在等他的饭吃，他可能饿了。
So what do you do when you're hungry and the food isn't ready?
你很饿，但是东西还没准备，吃的东西没准备好，你会干什么？
You open the door to the kitchen and you say, when do we eat?
你会跟那个厨房里的人说，什么时候可以吃饭了？
Okay, you say, I'm hungry.
你说我饿了。
But Peter didn't do that.
那彼得没这么做哈。
Peter went up onto the rooftop.
他去房顶了。
Okay, so if you live by the sea and you go up onto the rooftop,What do you want to do?
那如果你是住在海边上，你又去了房顶，你会干什么？
See the view.
You just want to see the view. You look around. Da, da, da.
你会四处看啊，你这个景，
okay.
这个景真不错啊，这个房顶。
You're supposed to be praying. And you know, I don't think he was looking at the view.
我不觉得他在看景啊。
I think he was praying.
他在祷告。
Yes, he probably had his eyes closed, that's right.
祷告的时候呢，应该眼睛是闭上的。
Many years ago, Billy Graham went to London, England.
那很多年前呢，葛培里呢去英国的伦敦。
How many of you have been to London?
你们有多少人去过伦敦呢？
Okay, some of you have been to London.Was it an interesting city?
是不是一个有意思的城啊？
What did you do when you went to London?
你去伦敦的时候你做什么？
Museum.
You went to the museum. Yes. And when you were in London, did you take any pictures?
你去博物馆，
yes.
你也会照相，对。
Okay. That's what you do. When you go to London, you look.
你会看哈，你会看来看去。
Looking all around.Billy Graham went to London many years ago to preach.
葛培里呢，很多年前去伦敦，他去讲道。
And he had a chauffeur to drive him around the city.
那他有一个就是专车了，就带着他，司机就带着他这个转在整个城。
And the chauffeur said, I've never seen anybody like Mr. Graham.In all the years that I've been driving people around the city.
那这个司机说呢，我这么多年没碰到过像这样的葛培里这样的人啊，就我一直在送各种人在城里面走。
He said when Billy Graham was driving around the city, he sat in the car and read his Bible.
那葛培里在坐在车上的时候呢，他坐在车上读他的圣经。
He wasn't looking out the window.
他不是在往窗外看来看去。
He said, I've got to preach tonight. I'll be reading my Bible.
他说我今晚要讲道，我最好看一下这段经文。
Was Billy Graham sincere?
葛培里是不是很真诚呢？
Was Peter sincere?
彼得是不是很真诚呢？
Does God bestow his richest blessings on the casual?
神是不是把他最大的祝福赐给他们呢？
No, Peter's not casual.
彼得不是，彼得不是普通人。
So he's up on the rooftop.Probably a hot day, lots of sun, beautiful view. He's hungry.
那你可以想象那个场景哈、啊，那是他很饿，可能中午的太阳也比较大，然后呢景也很好。
All right.
他去祷告了，他在那祷告。
While the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He probably had his eyes closed while he was praying, and he saw a vision while he was praying.
所以当家人正在预备饭的时候呢，他就魂游向外。那个时候他应该是在祷告，他眼睛是闭上的，这时候他看见异象了。
And then he had this strange, we would call it a dream. It was a strange dream. He sawsomething like a great big sheet. We would even call it a tarp.
那就像一个梦一样，好像有点奇怪的这个梦哈，它一块大的布。
I've got to tell you the tarp story. I told it to Simon earlier today, and how. But the tarp story is we're going to go to a picnic at Barnett Park on Monday.
我早晨跟那个 Simon 和 Hao 讲了这个故事啊，因为我们要去把那个公园去 picnic 去野炊。
Simon said, "But it might rain."
然后 Simon 说呢，可能会下雨哦。
Okay, I said last time we had that problem, Eric Peterson got a great big sheet or tarp, and he tied it to some trees so that the rain would fall off the tarp and we would be dry.
那他说上一次 Eric 弟兄怎么解决这毛问题的呢？就是他有一块特别大的布，他把四个角绑在树上，然后所有人都可以躲在布下。
It took him probably a half an hour.To put this tarp all up and ready to go.
他大概花了半个小时把这个布呢，四个角绑在树上。
And as soon as he got it up, the rain stopped.
当他把这个全部绑好了以后呢，雨就停了。
So anyway, if it happens again, Eric will probably bring a tarp. Don't worry, he'll come anyway.
所以他也会去哈。如果今年又下雨了呢，他那块布他还会带去。
So Peter saw this great big tarp.Coming down, and on the tarp were all kinds of animals.
然后彼得在异象里看见这块大的布从天垂下来了，里面有各种各样的动物。
And we're not sure precisely what they were. Verse 12 says there were four-footed animals, probably like bears and pigs and I don't know, walrus or no, not walrus. Mink maybe, who knows? There lots of four-footed animals. Maybe a rabbit. That's right.
Horse.
Yeah, horse. Very good. I got a bad memory, a bad imagination. So you're good.
所以它这里面有很多四足的走兽，你可以想象，就是那个很多不洁净的，但是地上的四个脚的这个动物啊，比如说马啦、兔子啊、猪啊、老虎啊。都在里面。
And there were reptiles there, probably some snakes, maybe some alligators, who knows what.
然后呢，也有一些这个昆虫啊，爬行动物啊，也许蛇也有啊，这个蜥蜴啊，这个鳄鱼啊什么的。
Maybe there were some birds, maybe some eagles, maybe some seagulls.
然后那个也有一些飞鸟，比如说鹰啊、海鸥啊之类的。
And then verse 13, a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat."
又有声音对他说，彼得起来宰了吃。
Okay, but the question is, could Peter eat a bear or a snake?
那问题来了。彼得可不可以吃一熊肉乃至蛇肉呢？
And Peter said, "No, I can't do that because the Bible says, the Old Testament says, there's only certain kinds of animals you can eat. You can only eat the clean animals. You can't eat the animals that aren't clean."
彼得说呢，那这个圣经讲得很清楚，那他是讲旧约圣经，那不洁净的动物他是不能吃的，他只能吃洁净的动物，这是律法来着。
And so Peter said, "No, Lord, I can't eat those animals. You know that you told me not to eat them. Frankly, I've never eaten any food like that in my life. I'm not going to start now.
所以彼得却说，主啊，这是不可以的，你告诉我们不要吃啊，我这一辈子也没有吃过，我现在也不会吃。
Then verse 15, the Lord's answer.
15节，神又回答他了。
The voice spoke to him a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
第二次有声音向他说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
So the animals looked like they were unclean, but God says, Peter, I have made them clean.
然后这些动物看起来是 不洁净的，但是呢，神说呢，彼得，我已经洁净了他们。
All right, and verse 16 says, this happened three times, and immediately the sheep was taken back to heaven.
就这样一连三次啊，十六节，那物随即收回天上去了。
Three times.
三次。
When was the last time you had the same dream three times?
你上一次有这样同样的梦三次的例子是什么？
Okay, that doesn't happen very often. Sometimes I've had the same theme three or more times, but never the same dream.
我们从来没有说做一个梦同样的梦做三次的，对吧？我们很可能会讲同样的主题会讲三次，但人不会做一个梦同样的梦做三次。
Why three times?
为什么三次？
Very, very important.
非常非常重要。
Right? Very important.
非常重要。
So, let's keep it going here now. Verse 17.
十七节我们继续往下。
While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. 19. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you.
So
get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. All right. Do you think it was clear to Peter that God was speaking?
刚才读的十七到二十节啊，你觉得这是不是对神对彼得的带领非常清楚？
Yes.
Very, very clear. God was speaking. No question what was happening now.
所以没有任何的疑义啊，这时候发生的是什么？都知道是从神来。
It's interesting, God often arranges two independent events at the same time so that when they come together, you say, this is God. He's organized things to come together at the right time.
很有意思啊，神经常会这么来安排事，就是让两条独立的线完全没有任何交集的，让他们到一个点呢，它都是证明了某一件事情，你就会知道哦，这是出于神的，这不是人安排，是神带着我要这么做的。
So in my life, as I look back, there were two or three occasions in my life when I was looking for a particular answer to prayer, and it came at precisely the right time.
在我的生命中呢，有好多次这样的经历啊，我也在一直寻求某一件事神的主意。神的旨意呢，神就这么带领我在那个最准确的时间里让我知道啊，这是出于他的。
And when it came, I said, that's got to be the Lord.
当这个来的时候呢，我就知道哦，这一定是从神那来的。
Only the Lord would do it at precisely the right time.
因为只有神能够在那么准确的时间安排事情。
So Peter's up on the rooftop, and he says, Lord, that was a strange vision. That was a strange trance. That was a strange dream. What does it mean?
然后呢，彼得在房顶上看见异象，他说：“哎呀，主啊，这是一个奇怪的异象啊，这是一个什么意思的异象？”
And the people come to the door.
这个时候就有人敲门了。
And the Lord says, Peter, those people are the answer to your prayer. You go with them.
所以神说，那些人就是你祷告的回应，你跟着他们去吧。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Peter went down and said to the men,
I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?
The men
replied, We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to have you come to his house
so that he could hear what you have to say.
Then Peter invited the man into the house to be his guest.
All right, just an amazing thing. These men spoke about Cornelius. Cornelius was their boss.
所以这些人呢，很神奇啊，他们在讲关于哥尼流啊，因为哥尼流是他们的老板。
And they said about Cornelius, he's a righteous and a God-fearing man. He's respected by all the Jewish people.
他们这么介绍哥尼流，哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，犹太通国也称赞他。
So it's not just that he was all that, but it's also true that his servants respected him highly to say that.
所以不单哥尼流本人是这样的，我们看见他的仆人啊，也一样的如此尊敬他。
And then they say that a holy angel had spoken to him to call Peter so that he could go to their house.
他们解释了圣天使啊，就天使告诉了哥尼流该怎么做，要请彼得。
So Peter said, isn't this amazing? I've been up in the roof praying. I got a vision. Cornelius was yesterday in another place. He was praying. He got a vision. The two visions come together. And Peter says, this has got to be God. God is doing this.
所以彼得会知道，确切知道这是神在做事情，因为他刚刚吃中饭的前去祷告，他看见一个异象。哥尼流在前一天也祷告，看见了异象，然后呢，这两个异象呢，其实是有关联的。彼得就很清楚的知道，这是神在带领他要做事情。
And then verse 23 says, then Peter invited the man into the house to be his guests.
二十三节呢，彼得就请他们进去住了一宿。
So there's a lot of visitors in that house now.
所以呢，那个海边的房子现在有好多客人了。
Okay, all very very nice.
非常好啊。
All right. Do we have any questions at this point?
我们到这里也没什么问题吗？
This is a long story, and we're going to get to the reason for the long story. Most important story.
那这是个非常长的故事，我们到最后会解释一下为什么要花这么多篇幅来讲这个故事，这是个非常重要的故事。
All right. Any questions?
有没有什么问题？
Okay,
我们继续往下。
Carrying on then, the line reads, The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along. We'll just hold that for a minute. We're going to find out that there were seven men that went with Peter.
次日起身和他们同去，还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他们，我们等会会看见啊。有七个弟兄跟他一起去了。
Okay, these seven men were all from Joppa.
这七个弟兄都是从约帕来的。
They were all Christians, they were all Jewish Christians, and so the seven came along with Peter.
所以他们都是基督徒，他们都是犹太基督徒，他们这七个人呢，一起同着彼得都到那个哥尼流家去。
And then there were the three from Cornelius, so there were 11 people going from Joppa to Caesarea.
还有三个是从哥尼流家差来的，所以加上这三个，加上彼得，加上这七个弟兄，一共有十一个人那一次同行去到了哥尼流家。
That's a lot of people.
这是蛮多人的。
All right, verse 24.
二十四节。
The following day, he arrived at Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. Stand up, he said. I am only a man myself.
又次日，他们进入凯撒利亚，哥尼流已经请了他的亲属密友等候他们。彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎接他，伏伏在他脚前拜他。彼得却拉他说：“你起来，我也是人。”
All right, so this is a long walk. These 11 men had to walk a long way. It looks like it's a 3 or a 4 day activity.
这是一个很长的靠步行的距离哈，那可能加起来一共有三四天了。
Verse 23 says, the next day Peter started out, but he didn't get to Caesarea until the day after that.
所以呢，在二十三节后半段是次日他们起身，又隔了一天他们才到凯撒利亚。
All right. So when he gets to Cornelius' house, Cornelius is there. Who's with him?
哥尼流在那，还有谁在那？
His family and friends.
亲属和朋友都在那。
So again, this is a big deal.
所以这是个大事了。
All right. Then Cornelius says, this must be a man of God. I will worship him.
所以哥尼流说、哦、这肯定是一个属神的人，我要敬拜他。
And sometimes you meet people who are so good and so great that you could be tempted to give them more honor than you should.
那有的时候你会碰到的人呢，他如此的好哈，如此的善良，那你会有一种的倾向，你会给到这个人的尊重多过该给一个人的尊重。
Who's the one who gets all the honor?
是谁应该得所有的荣耀呢？
Jesus.
只有耶稣哈。
So don't go out of your way to give more honor to men, even if they're good men, women, even if they're good women, you give the honor to Jesus. That's what.The good men and good women are going to want.
所以不但不要把过多的荣耀啊归给人，不管这个人是多好的人啊，不管是个多好的男人或女人，因为一切的荣耀都是归于主的。
So Peter says, no, don't you worship me, don't you honor me, you honor the Lord Jesus.
这就为什么彼得拉住他，不要他拜他，因为彼得知道一切荣耀都是归主的。
All right, verse.27, we should read now 27 through 29.
我们27到29节。
Talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, you are well aware that it is against
for
a Jew to associate with
the
Gentile or to visit him.
But God has shown me that I should not call
any man impure or unclean.
So when I was sent for, I came without raising
any objection. May I ask
why you sent for me?
All right. Why did Peter get the vision of the animals on the sheep?
27到29节，那为什么彼得看见那个在布上的动物的异象呢？
The answer is because the Jewish people didn't want to have anything to do with the Gentile people.
因为呢，犹太人不想跟任何的外邦人有任何的联系。
The Jewish people had been given the law of the Bible, the Gentiles had not.
犹太人被 授予了从神而来的律法、啊、但是外邦人没有。
The Jewish people at least understood some of the principles of God, but the Gentile people did not.
那犹太人呢，他们能理解一些从神来的规则、啊、和要求，但是外邦人不明白。
So the Jewish people ended up with a rule that basically said Jewish people are not supposed to be in contact.With Gentile people.
所以犹太人慢慢到最后呢，他们就会有这样的要求和规则，我不要再跟犹太跟那个外邦人有什么联系和往来。
And it became very, very embarrassing for them, I'm sure, but they couldn't get together.
这对他们来说很可能很窘迫哈，很尴尬，但他们必须这样，他们要聚在一起。
And especially the Jewish people would never let Gentile people into their house.
尤其是呢，犹太人是不能够让外邦人进到他们自己家的。
And Jewish people would never go into the house of Gentile people.
同样道理呢，犹太人也不会进到外邦人的家里。
And so Peter had been raised from childhood with this kind of an attitude toward these Roman Gentile people.
所以彼得从小就有这样的一个概念，就是他当他进到哥尼流家，他就知道他不能进到外邦人的家去。
But of course, there was another problem.
那现在呢，还有另外一个问题。
That is that the Jewish people were very, very proud of their independence as a nation.
那犹太人特别骄傲啊，他们是作为一个国家是独立的。
And the Roman people, and Cornelius was a Roman, the Roman people were the conquerors, they were the oppressors. Of the Jewish people.
但是呢，这个时候他们处在罗马的殖民统治下啊，所以呢，罗马人呢其实是统治阶层啊，是来压制他们的。
So the Jewish people not only weren't supposed to get be in touch with the Gentile people, but the Jewish people didn't like those Gentiles. They were the oppressors.
那所以呢，从律法上呢，他们是不应该去和外邦人有接触。同时呢，从心理上呢，他们甚至也很讨厌这些殖民者，毕竟，他们是对他们来说，对犹太人来说是压迫的那一层。
Now it's interesting, but history is full of stories where one people don't like another people.
但是呢，历史呢很有意思，就是一群人不喜欢另外一群人的故事。
And so it's sometimes it's very, very serious. Sometimes it's just moderately serious. Sometimes it's even funny. But we often talk and act as if one nationality is different than or superior or inferior to another nationality.
有的时候这个敌视呢是深的，有的时候浅的，有的时候甚至很是可笑的。但是不管怎么样，你看见的都是。一个国度的人和另一个国度的人彼此的不对付，彼此敌视。
So in Western history, the French used to fight the English, and the English used to fight the French.
比如说西方的历史呢，就是一个英国和法国天天打、天天打的历史。
There was a period in our history in Europe where there was war between the English and the French. For 100 years.
所以英法呢打仗啊，都有个著名的百年战争啊，打了超过一百年。
That's a long time to be at war.
这仗可打的时间久了。
Okay, now you've got from the Asian history, you can give me examples as well.
Japan.
What was that?
Japan.
Japan. Okay. Lots of sad stories.
就是亚洲也有很多很悲伤的战争故事，也是一样。
So.The fact that this story takes place at all is somewhat amazing.
这些故事能发生啊，这个是很让人惊奇的。
So I would think if I were Cornelius, and the Spirit of God said to me, "You send to Simon Peter, and he'll come and speak to you." I think Cornelius, if I'd been Cornelius, I think I would have said.He'll never come to me.
如果我是哥尼流啊，我看见这样的意象，我会说呢，不可能的，彼得他们不会来的。
And under normal circumstances, Peter would say, "I'll never go to them."
那正常情况下呢，彼得也真的会说，我不会去的。
But you see, God had made it abundantly evident that it was God who was behind Cornelius' need, and it was God who was behind.Peter's response.
所以神是行奇事的神，他既在哥尼流的祷告的背后呢，也在彼得的响应的背后。
So how did God show to Peter that he wasn't to call, where are we, anybody on impure or unclean? How did God explain that to Peter?
那神怎么解释呢？跟彼得解释，他当他听见彼得说这个不洁净的他不吃。
Well, he showed him this dream, three times this trance, three times the sheet came down, all kinds of animals on it. There's one kind of animal on that sheet that we didn't mention. Can you think of what it would have been?
那神就用这样三次降下那个的动物的这个方式来告诉他，那这里面有很多的动物，有没有一只动物我们可能没提到？
Sheep.
Yeah, dogs.
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 Dogs. 有一个就是狗啊，狗没有提到。
Okay, what is the Jewish name for Gentile people?
那对犹太人看外邦人，他是看成什么？
Dogs.
就是看成狗。
Right. So I think there were a lot of dogs on that sheep. Rise, Peter, kill and eat. I think Peter said, I'm not going to eat dogs. I'll tell you that right now.
对，我们刚才其实没有讲到狗啊，我相信那里面肯定有狗，所以神刚把那个动物降下来的时候，彼得说不可能的，我不会去吃狗肉的。
And God says, Peter, I'm going to do a great and wonderful work.
神说呢，彼得啊，我要做一个特别好的事。
And the message of the gospel, Peter, is not just for Jewish people. It's for all the people of the world.
所以神的信息啊，福音的信息不只是为了犹太人的，是为了全世界人。
All right. So verse 29 then says, May I ask you why you sent for me? And the answer is verse 30. And it's verse 30 down through 33. This is Cornelius' response.
29节后半段呢，你们叫我来有什么意思呢？那30节到33节是哥尼流的回答。
Cornelius answered, Four days ago, I was in my house praying at this hour, at 3 in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor. Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good for you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us. Okay, that should be read in Chinese too.
哥尼流说呢，前四天这个时候我在家中守着伸出的祷告，忽然有一个人穿着光明的衣裳站在我面前说，哥尼流，你的祷告已蒙垂听，你的周祭达到神面前，已蒙纪念了，你当打发人往约帕去，请他称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个削皮匠西门的家里，所以我立时打发人去请你，你来了很好，现今我们都在神面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。
Have you ever noticed in the Bible that the stories in the Bible are all very short?
你有没有注意到圣经里的故事啊，都很短呢？
Okay, how long are the stories? When the Lord Jesus healed the woman who had the issue of blood, how long is that story?
那个血漏的妇人啊，那个耶稣医治她，一共这个故事才多长啊？
Four or five verses.
就五到四五节，四五节经文这么长。
Most of the stories in the Bible are very, very short. Just a little here, a little there. Big stories, but very short stories.
很多神的故事，圣经里讲的呢，都是一点点这里，一点点那里啊，它都是故事是很大的，但是它讲的技术都非常短。
Have you noticed that this story is very long?
你有没有注意到这个故事讲的好长好长的？
It's repetitive.
它就不停的。
And it's long, and not much has happened.
就不停的反复讲啊。
We've been reading and reading, and all that happened is that Cornelius called Simon to come, and he came. But that's, you could say that in one sentence. Why is this story so long?
其实他讲了半天呢，这里呢故事没有那么复杂，你可以一句话讲完了啊，就哥尼流见了异象。彼得也见了异象，然后到他家去了。为什么要花那么长的时间讲啊讲啊讲啊
？Okay, as a matter of fact, it's going to be repeated in the next chapter.
在下一章呢，还要重复啊。其实
，Why? Because it's most important for everybody to realize that Jesus loves everyone in the world.
因为这非常非常的重要。让每一个人明白耶稣是爱地上的每一个人的。
The verse says, Whosoever will may come.
所以圣经里这么讲，所有一切人都能够到耶稣这里来。
God has no restriction on people. Anyone can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and he will save them.
所以神没有设定任何的限制，每一个人都能到耶稣面前来得医治，得拯救。
They must come, but if they do come, they will all be received.
所以他们必须要来啊，就当他们来的时候呢，神都会接纳他们，医治他们。
All right. So God loves everybody in the world, and they're all invited to come. That includes you. That includes me. The invitation is for all, even the despised Romans, even the oppressor Romans, even the Gentile dogs. They've all been invited to come. That's how much Jesus loves you and me.
对，这就是这一大段故事想表达的意思，想告诉我们耶稣有多爱我们。他爱你也爱我，他也爱这个压迫犹太人的外邦人。所以神的爱是给到地上每一个人。
All right, so now it's verses 34 and verse 35.
34和35节。
Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. Okay, that's a verse that you can underline. Those are very important. God does not show favoritism. He accepts men from every nation.
所以这是我们可以划下来的重要的经文啊！神不偏待任何人，他爱每一个地上各国的人。
All right, that's the conclusion that we should leave ourselves with today. We're going to have to come back next week, but it's a marvelous truth.
所以这是我们今天可以停到的一个结论的点啊。我们下周会继续，但是呢，这是一个非常非常重要的真理。
Don't ever let anyone say he's too bad to become a Christian. He doesn't have the right background to become a Christian. Don't ever say I could never be accepted by God. God accepts every person who's humble enough to say I choose to believe.In Jesus Christ, the promises of Jesus Christ.
所以这个就告诉我们，永远不要呢，说某一个人他太坏了，所以他不能够得救；某一个人呢，他有这个条件不够，他不能得救。也从来不要说呢，我自己不配得救。神爱我们每一个人，他愿意我们都能够到他面前得着救恩。这是给到地上每一个人。
All right, so that's to me. That's all very, very exciting.Wherever you go, you can tell people about Jesus. You can say, Jesus loves you.
所以对我来说，这是非常好的消息。你随便去哪，你对着任何人都可以跟他说呢，耶稣爱你。
That's marvelous. You say, but my background is different. I didn't grow up with the Bible. I'm not Jewish. I don't have this. I don't have that background. Doesn't matter.
但你很可能会听到说，哎呀，我的文化背景不一样，我也不是犹太人，我也没有圣经。你会听到很多这样的话语，但你要告诉他呢，真理不是这样的。神爱世人，神爱每一个人。
All that does matter is that you say, I want the blessings that God can give, and I believe what God has said about His Son Jesus.
你所要做的就是我要相信、接受，神关乎他圣子耶稣基督所讲的一切真理。
All right, any more questions this afternoon?
今天下午还有什么问题吗？
Not sure what to add. I just think it's marvelous.
我觉得这个真是太好了。
Well, we used to sing a little chorus when we were children, and it goes like this.
我们小时候是唱一圣诗，是这样的一首圣诗。
Jesus loves the little ones like me.
耶稣爱我这样的一个小孩子。
Jesus loves the little ones just like me.
耶稣爱我，就像我这样的一个小孩子。
Little ones like me sat upon his knee.
然后就像我这样的孩子呢，坐在他的膝边，就他的脚边。
Jesus loves the little ones like me, me, me.
他爱我这样的孩子啊，就像我这样的孩子。
And when we were little children, we realized Jesus loves us. When you get older, you realize Jesus loves you. And when you get older, you still feel like a little one when you're with Jesus.
所以你小的时候，你觉得耶稣像小孩子一样爱你，等你长大了，你还是觉得耶稣像小孩子一样爱你，等你像我这样老了，你还是觉得耶稣像小孩子一样爱你。
And so there are many questions that are going to be answered when you get to heaven.
所以有很多的问题啊，当你去到天堂以后呢，是需要回答的。
So sometimes you say, if I, when I meet God, I'm going to ask him this question.
有的人会说呢，我去见到神的时候，我要问他这个问题。
But I believe there's one question that you're never going to get an answer to.
但我知道有一个问题啊，你是永远不会有答案的。
I think one day when you get to heaven, you're going to ask the question, Jesus, why did you love me?
就是呢，你会问耶稣啊，你说耶稣，你为什么要爱我呢？
And I don't think you're ever going to understand
这是
why you.Should be the one that Jesus loved. I can't understand why He loves me.
Yeah. 这是你不知道的，你也不能理解为什么他爱你。
Jesus loves Cornelius.
耶稣爱哥尼流。
Jesus loves the little one.
耶稣爱小孩子。
Like you and like me.
像你像我这样。
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. 我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful.
主啊，我们要谢谢你。
We're thankful that there's a God in heaven who loves us.
我们要谢谢您，因为天上有一位神如此的爱我们。
We know we don't deserve any of His love.
我们知道我们本不配得任何他的爱。
We know we don't deserve Him to listen to our prayers, let alone answer them.
我们也知道我们不配得他来听我们的祷告，更不用说来听回应我们的祷告。
But the Bible says that Jesus loves us just the same.
但是耶稣说呢，圣经说呢，耶稣爱我们。
And with our heads bowed, Lord, each of us would say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me."
当我们低下头的时候，我们每一个人都说，耶稣，谢谢您如此的爱我。
And we thank you, Lord, for telling us this story at such great length in order to prove to us that the door was open.Not by Peter, but was opened by God.
主啊，也谢谢您带着我们，让我们明白这样的向外邦人敞开的门不是彼得打开的，是主打开的。
And Lord, we're thankful that because the door is wide open, we can come in, and we want to do that today.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因着这门敞开，我们就能进来。我们今天也愿意进来。
So Lord, we're thankful for all your goodness. We pray that you'll just bless us and encourage us and cause us to follow the Savior too.
主啊，也求您今天带领我们，鼓励我们，也带领，也帮助我们能够接受基督。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.